Ok. Welcome to Studio Z. Rocks Life. So I was up earlier listening to Barry White. Why Barry White? Why not? Reminiscing old days when I living in New York City and live around it, but I worked in the city and on the West Side Highway when I had to drive back home, getting stuck in traffic. I put on WBGO with Barry White. That's a long, long time ago, man. No, it seems like every time I pull it on, I'm like, yeah, traffic. Who cares? I don't care. So, this morning I listened to Barry White. The first, it's two CD. I don't know what the... There's a final version. I think this is a CD version. I know there's a four final version. So this is CD number two. This morning has CD number one. Yeah. Funky. Yeah, why not? Friday. It's good. It's a good start. I had a weird thing. I think I spoke about like two podcasts ago. Was it yesterday's podcast? I can't remember. So whatever this whole thing with the whatever that happened, it went through. It got some weird thing then with Amazon, and I talked to them. They say no, it's nothing wrong. So I'm like, okay, well, why did I get this message then? I remember it happened once before. They say, oh, it just happens a lot. Well, so at least I have it on record. That's why. So it's okay. So first, what happened was I decided to order the new case for my computer. And it's about... Placed the order for a Ryzen 9 series from AMD with the Mini ITX motherboard. But now, because this happened, I'm like, wait a second. Maybe I should switch to Intel. So guess what? I bought Intel and said, switcheroo. So sort of bad thing happened, but then from the bad thing, like, wait a second, you know. So maybe this is exactly what I'm supposed to do. This is how universe works. Like, yeah. Interesting. All right. Well, this is interesting. I don't know. Well, actually, there's one. Like I said from previous. Oh God, my jaws. It's like tight. Sorry, I had to do the exercise so I could loose the muscles. Okay, yeah. So. Yeah, well, interesting news. I knew about this. It's been going on for a little while. Who has the copyright to the name Chromex? Harley's basically had a copyright. It was agreed a long time ago. Now I remember that. Because if you hang out with those guys, yeah, they talked about it. But every so often, the other members, ex-members, will try to use their name, and like they get busted. It's like, can't use that name. I don't know. It was my thing. I'll be like, yeah, whatever. But then these venues, they make a lot of money. So that was the issue right there. So it's ongoing fight. The last time I saw Harley play, it was in the Continental in New York City, Continental Bar and Club. We're downstairs. I was talking to him, talking to my best friend, Mr. Tex Kilkenny, Sean, who passed away. But that's all right. That's another story. We're chatting, all that stuff, cool. And then we heard, all of us, all of a sudden, heard one side of the room, the other side of the room. I said it in a few podcasts before the story, so I mentioned again. So they were fight breaking out. And when we went upstairs, there was nobody at the bar. So I saw, I was guarding Harley's base, hold on to it, because they say, hold on to dear life, man. It's like, well, it's nobody here. It's like, no. And you know, everybody's gone. They were outside fighting. Meanwhile, the show goes on. They were playing. Pretty cool. Two guys were moshing. One guy was almost wanting to run into the base. I'm like, oh, no, no. Oh, geez. Give him that look. Well, the look I'm thinking is pretty similar to, I'm referencing from Kill Bill with the, whatever character it is. What sort of character? Beatrice? I don't know. Whatever. The Japan thing. Japan with the Sunny Chiba thing. No, when she like looked down with that face. It's like, you got an obligation thing. Yeah. I did that to the guy, that look to that guy. That guy's like, whoa. Like backed off. Like, do I know Kung Fu? No. But I give the, I'll Kung Fu your Oz look. And, you know, that was that part, right? But then, that, and I heard the issue was people were arguing whether who's chromatic, who isn't, the gang fight started. Like, oh, jeez. And that's the last time I saw them. It's like many, many years ago. Then all of a sudden, I saw Harley's Instagram. He said this whole thing or some newer post had a story. It was like, newer post had a story? My ex-employer? I'm like, let me take a look. I read it and I'm just, here we go. Copyright thing. Hey, look, he has the copyright. He has his right to tell them, say, you can't use that name. I don't care if it's benefit or not benefit. It's like, it's a free show or not. Right? He's allowed to do that. He's the copyright holder. Can't say nothing. So that whole issue has been going on for, I don't know, years. The whole band has been on craziness for years. Like I said before, my friend, best friend who passed away, Sean Stowe. Well, I don't know Stowe. Maybe I guess I can Stowe. Agnostic front guitar player, Paris girlfriend, took it, like swing it So, and they got married, and later on they got divorced. So there's drama, man, in these bands. Always. So, to me, Lower East Side, New York, the New York hardcore punk scene thing, whatever, even rock, metal, even one. No, I don't think metal is that bad, but it just. The new hardcore scene. It's like Vegas. Like Lower East Side. Anywhere by the 7B Horseshoe Bar stays there. It's like Vegas. Whatever you do in Vegas, it stays in Vegas, right? This is the same thing with Lower East Side. Whatever you do in Lower East Side, stays in Lower East Side. Do not bring it out. Do not go anywhere. Just. It's not even worth it to bring it anywhere else. Just leave it alone. Let it go. It's nothing. Saw nothing. See nothing. And I'm not reporting nothing. I didn't hear, didn't see, didn't smell, didn't talk about it. Why? Because there's no point. Really. Let the band members resolve themselves. It's your business, not ours. But of course, you're news agents. So Post is a news agency. They need dirt to stay alive. They need good juicy stuff to stay alive. So they will just do stuff like that. Or who knows? Whatever. But Harley was pretty angry with them. But then Post is Post. If you live around New York City for a long time, who grew up around there, and you've seen New York Post, you know exactly what it is. And I work for them. Even though I'm not working at headlines and news on that stuff, or the financial news, whatever. I was doing advertising. I was doing that's why I started. Them, so I can't really say bad things because they started my career in marketing and graphics, commercial graphics and marketing. So I can't really tell them you guys suck. Well, I mean, they do suck, but in a good way. Of course, now it's bought out. I don't think it's bought. I don't know what they bought out. By the Sun, maybe? Or they own the Sun? I don't know. It's just the format is so similar. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Jeez. Get on with your life. So I got these topics. I haven't written down topics, but ever since I started doing this Monday, Wednesday, Friday thing, had an extra day in between and weekend to look for stuff, right? Well, sometimes I just think of something really, it's like, hey, this could be a cool thing, and then I forget. Well, once I get on the mic, I'm like, do I want to talk about that? Wait, what was that thing I want to talk about? So I wrote them down. This time, texted. It's just, I don't know what it is. Sometimes, and even sometimes, like a few weeks ago, I had that weird feeling, like, oh my, everybody I knew had the same thing. It was just super depression. I don't know what it is. But this week, so far, has been uplifting. I think people, even though with whatever, what's going on with the world, people are more uplifting. So is it a global thing now? It's like a mass, who knows, right? But those are the times that I really needed this list. So today I got a small list of things I could talk about, which something makes no strange. Uh, there was an old one, I want to say, but I don't know why I didn't mention it. It's like, it's if you were a Wookiee from Star Wars, would you rip an arm off of someone and get mad? These are the Star Wars stuff. I got another one too. Would you rip them off? Like Harley was can rip somebody's arm off. Well, you go to your post and rip somebody's off. The reporter is like, you say dirt about me, rip it off. I don't know. If I was working, I'd be like, I don't know, man. I was like, does it accomplish anything? Maybe not. But maybe I'll rip somebody's arm off and I'll eat it as a snack. So that was one topic. I don't know why I thought about it. Maybe I was watching Star Wars something. Oh, I think I was watching a Star Wars short that somebody made, and they, when the stormtroopers, if stormtroopers were successful capturing everybody, the Empire won instead of getting blown up. So some trooper shot Wookiee, Chewbacca, and got Chewbacca caught on fire with a hair. Like, then I thought about it, you know what, yeah. But if he survives, he's going to rip the stormtrooper's arm off. Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's why it was. The second Star Wars thing is, imagine learning the bleeps from the Astromech R2-D2 as a second language. For those of you came to the United States and you had to learn English as a second language, take those class, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If R2 is a R2 bleeps, it's probably binary. In the Star Wars universe, the basic language is binary. So, do we learn bleeps? Learn bleeping, like, be bleeping. Imagine that. What did you say? I need a sip of coffee. Oh. Yeah, that. Bleep, beep, beep. Into the wow. Which actually, no agenda did this. They do that. R to the screen. Imagine that. Yeah, to do that. Whistles and bleeps, and that's a language. Like, holy cow. I can't imagine that class. Be like, and walk into that class, man. Oh, no. I'm out. Bye. Yeah, so that's the second Star Wars thing I thought about. It has nothing to do with that video at all. I'm just, like, you're far too. Walks around and go, so that came out. Hey, now what? Next, talking about anything else? I'm going out of water, so I'll go to the next one. You know, Apple has a new. Not new, but they have their new policy with self-repair policy. They will send you the kit. And the thing is huge. It's actually a thing. Like, you put your phone on and it will do some mechanical things, and you open it up and then change screens and pull it back. And you can order the kit. And it's very expensive. Imagine that. as a haircut thing. It's a self-automated haircut kit. You can order like a mainstream, like famous person, haircut person. Here's a kit. You can do this and machine that does it. Cut, 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 cut. What you let it do? Would you let the machine do it for you? It's an automated haircut kit. You know, kind of like if you know some of these old cartoons, Jetsons, the hair, you just pop this thing over your head and your hair is done. Would you like that happen? If the first person ever made something like that, you say, "Oh, it's safe." Or like the first teleport system, would you send it? I'll be like, "Oh, I don't know, man. Like, oh, I don't want to get a bald haircut. I don't want to get a reverse mohawk. No. Or I don't want to be beamed into something else. Or beamed to a place I shouldn't be. It's like, I don't know about that, man. I don't know about this beaming thing. Like, no. I can walk." Or drive. I'll do that. So, here's a list. There's two more things on the list. I'll say one. Well, it was yesterday, maybe yesterday morning. I don't know what it is. I started playing. In my dream, I was playing guitar. Well, different types of guitars. Then I picked up one that looks like a violin or viola. It's Hofner. Hofner makes the bass that Paul McCartney plays. That looks like a little violin. They also make guitars. But in the dream, I was playing a yellow one, and it's like, "Hey, man, this thing feels great." And the strings had some weird material on it. It's like, "Hey, it feels good." It's like, "Wow, this is fun." And then I woke up. No, I have no idea why I woke up. It just woke up. Like, oh. Like, wait a second. What's going on? It's like, yellow? I'm seeing yellow Hofner basses. Let me get the link of Hofner. Of the guitars. They make really nice guitars. It's not that expensive either. It's on par with Ibanez or Guild, roughly. So let me see if I can find. I got this weird scrub wheels right next to my left click. So it just pops off, pops out. Let me see, guitar and basses, violin bass. Okay. I will put the link in the replay also. So that's the Hofner guitars. But these are basses. You can get a guitar version. It's very limited series. They don't make it anymore, but you can buy them. So they have a yellow bass. You can find a pretty classic one too. These are new, of course. If you look at Hafner, let me see. Oh, this is the German website. Oops. Okay, so English. If you search Hafner cars, you will find them. You will find those violin tires. They're around. But mostly you see you're gonna see the semi-hollow. You're not gonna find the guitars. Vintage electric. Yeah, so let me see. Hafner violin. I'm seeing like basses, but they have those guitars. It's called the Hafner HI-459. And they have on sale at Walmart. What? Out of stock. Get out of here. So they're cheap guitars. Sort of. Yeah, Hafner H1-459 Ignition Series. So you can find those. They're around. I don't know what the price is. Like $500, $400 or $500. You can get one for $400. It's the same with my Steinberg Spirit. I got it for $400, but now it's like $600. It goes up and down. I think at one point it was $1,000. I'm like, whoa. But it always goes up and down. A lot of people love this thing. I don't know. I never played it. They say, oh, this is great, but I'm just thinking, well, I got a broomstick. I got a Steinberg broomstick. I don't need one of these. What do I need one of these for? Like, nah. But why? This is the weird part. Why am I playing that thing in my dreams? I would think I should be playing a Strat or some semi-hollow body. You know, like Epiphone, Casino, or something. Or even Gretsch, Electromatic, hollow body. Like one of those. And same price. Close. Some are cheaper, some are more expensive. If you used local pickup for $500, but if shippers, these guys want $700 for it. I don't know about that. Hey, yeah. So it was a weird dream, and I cannot remember anything else other than that. I played this Hafner. Guitar. And I was like, I love this thing. It's like, no, I don't think so. Yeah. And you know, Grudge? Yeah, Grudge. No, I pick Stray Cat. Stray Cat Strut. Dun 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 Meow. That's Stray Cat. Yeah, and talk about Stray Cat. Oh my god. I saw this on the Steam library. Stray Cat games. That game, not games, stray.game. STRAY.game. Cat. Oh my god, man. Wait a second. Somebody made cat. Somebody made a cat simulator. I mean, the rest of the part is weird with the robots. I'm like, no, it should be humans, but they're robots. I look at it, I'm like, wait, you can do cat stuff? And this looks like Asia. Just Backstreet. This is pretty much like Asia. A lot of places are all like that. And it almost looks like Japan. So you could be a cat. On July 19th, you can become a cat. It's a PlayStation 2. I want to be a cat. Meow. I want to be a cat. Meow, meow. And from the early morning podcast I did, and so all my Nico friends will love this. They'll be like, oh, I gotta get one. I gotta get it. So I can't believe somebody figured this one out. Just like surfing games. I haven't found one that I have one that's really good, but I found one that I say yes. Right. And snowboarding took forever, and then finally found some. They get bored after a while. I'm sure. Tons of shooting games. Tons of looting games. There's some racing stuff, but just tons of shooting. There's mostly shooting. Right, it's pretty psychological, believe it or not. You think about it. Because video games came from military. So they want people to shoot each other. They make a whole mess of these games, is shooting. It's like, but make it fun and colorful. It's like, when you shoot somebody, it's fun. Right, in the wrong mind. Yeah, that's what they think. For us, okay, this is game. Real life, you don't want to do that. You will regret it for a long time. If you don't get shot by the authorities, yeah, consequences. Who doesn't want to be a cat anyway? But on the website, you can look at the video. It's like, oh my, they got everything almost correct. Like, holy cow, one day they're gonna pluck you in. No, and they decide, say, we're gonna put a chip in. Gonna jack it in forever. When you have no choice, why would you? I would be like, hey, can't make me a cat. I'll be a cat. Of course, I won't. It's terrible. It's a game and you like it, play it. Yeah, it's fun. Okay. I mean, we're going to get to a point we couldn't tell the difference anymore. I mean, some of the images I'm seeing in this video, just wow. So the accuracy is just, yeah, can't tell the difference. What are you gonna do? Like, should we jack in, jack not? What's the word? I think it's gonna be a little different than the way really. It's they want to do these things. I think there'd be a lot of resistance. Just already a lot of resistance, and it will fulfill partially. Just like what they did with the vaccines, right? It's like, hey, we're gonna vax everybody. It's like, is everybody vaxxed? No, a lot of people say no. No, don't inject me with anything. I don't want that. And now they're pushing for the mRNA cancer thing, which, if you study the origin of mRNA technology, it was originally designed to help, right? To aid, assist a person to regain health. Then we will shut it off, and you will shut it out one way or another. But with this vaccine, we don't know. I mean, I heard stories. Then there are people who got jabbed like 3 or 4 times. They're okay. But there are some people who are not. So I don't know what it is. And some batches are placebo, some batches are actual virus, and some batches are this mix, you know, with the mRNA. So, yeah. But if they want to do it too, they're going to do it. Just how much resistance are we going to have? And that will determine, like, if this thing will last or not. Just like Mark Zuckerberg, we're going to meta. We're going to meta everybody. It's like, I don't think so. Maybe certain things, yeah. I could see meta being good. But the other parts, no. I think people are going to reject. They're going to walk out. Like, no, we're going to do something else. Now, why? Because air fryers are selling like crazy. And everybody's like, oh, we got a new toy. Oh, what can I make with the air fryer, man? Right? It's always something else. And people will unplug because we're not meant to look at the screens for a long time. I know that from working with this stuff for years. We weren't meant to. Even with this cool equipment I'm going to put together, I won't stay on the screen for too long because there's life waiting outside. Always. Like, hey. Even like this morning, we thought, oh, that would be great. We had a diner, 24-hour diner around where I am, because 2 o'clock morning, well, it was like 2 or 4, maybe 4 o'clock. Around 4 o'clock, I want burgers and fries. And I missed it. I missed the New York City thing. You know, they're diners. They're just like Silver Spur. That's one of them. Then there's cozy diner, cozy burger and soup, cozy soup and burger. I don't know if they're open, but they're by St. Mark's. Well, actually, not St. Mark's. They're on Broadway, but it's the corner, that corner. No, middle of night. Sometimes I would just can't sleep. It's like Friday night. Came home. Instead of going to bars, I slept all night. Then I woke up at 1 or 2. Like, feel like a burger. Then I stopped by a local bar. I was like, hey, you guys hungry? No treat. I'll buy. Let's go. Have some burgers. So, yeah. Then go to the diner, burgers, and talk about stuff. Man, it's great. And you know, the bars are closed, but then we find the new hardcore guys hanging out there too. Sometimes you'd be like, yo. No, that's cool. But I had that crave, just want that diner burger, the steak fries, the steakhouse burger with the steakhouse fries, the thick ones, which everybody else make the square, the long, skinny ones, and just, it's not hefty enough, man. It's not heart attack. I need a heart attack burger. Yeah, so I had that crave this whole morning. I was like, oh God, I wish. So now what I'm going to do, I'm going to go out and get some White Castles. That's a bad idea, but I'm going to do it anyway. Just get a box, put in the freezer. Whenever I get hungry, I know I cannot cook, because I wake everybody, I'll just put in the microwave. Burger. Tiny burgers that give you zit. Every burger gives you a big zit. And that zit can exist in any part of your body. As soon as you eat it, the zit comes out somewhere in your body, on your body. Just like, oh. You like sit down, like, oh, what is that? So, let's see, before I go, anything else? So I got the knife. I got this with the brand I call it Cracked, but it's CRKT, if you know the brand. It's some of these people are ex-military. Well, the guy who designed this knife is from Navy SEALs. Oh no, Special Forces, sorry. That's great and everything. It's like, oh, it's hefty. Yeah. It has the glass breaker. I'm like, oh, nice. The screwdriver thing took a little bit. But now it's loose because I opened a couple times. I was like, oh wow. Screwdriver. Like, this is cool. The bottle opener, yeah, it's great. Then the knife part, trying to open it, it's a little tough. And I got it. So you test the sharpness on the edges. You could go side by side with your finger. And you shouldn't be doing that. If you do not know how to handle knives, go kitchen knives. You shouldn't be doing that. But it's very nice, man. And it's Father's Day. It's on Crate, only available there. Like, this is great. Because I tried it on the website, couldn't get it to a route. It's great. Good knife, but it's a little sharp. The tip of the knife's a little sharp. I'm like, I don't know, man. Kind of like my Swiss Army. I think I'm going to continue to use my Swiss Army. I just put this in a previous podcast, I said, I'm just going to put it inside my car. Just leave it there. Just in case for things. Something happens, I can break the window. As a window breaker. I said that already. And the book. Great book, everything, but it's pictures, those are spreads on the book. You know how spread on a book does? You have that curve. I'm like, I was hoping for a bigger size for that price. I was hoping for a coffee table, big size, A4, maybe. That's British. Tabloid size, or maybe a little bigger, wider. For a book like that, I was thinking big, but this thing is tiny. I mean, it's cool. Cool as is. I'm okay with it. Because those images, I've seen it on websites. You can just download them. Yeah. I was like, yeah, it's a good book. Can read into it. See how they design things. Now, if I ever want to do stuff in 3D, go back to sketching cards, I might actually start looking into this stuff more. And this morning, I was looking at two hyper cards. One from Peugeot. So the Porsche one, like, I don't know if you're racing here, those hyper cars. So I was looking for hyper car. Tailless. Wingless. Tail wingless. And the new Cadillac. Cadillac. This one has a tail. This is the traditional P1 class hypercar. The shape is based on the regulations, I guess. I don't know. They might have to change it for the actual races. But then again, I don't know. It's a little different. Interesting is the wing. There's two extra wings. There's one right behind the driver where the engine is. And there's one right in front where the driver sits, I think. So I don't know what that is. I guess it's downforce. It's not down. I don't know what it is. But it's pretty cool. The look. It's amazing. But I'm looking at when I look at Peugeot, I'm thinking, oh man, this thing just cut through air, you know, resistance. Because all these cars, hypercars now, they all have that tail wing for downforce on the rear wheels. Peugeot doesn't have one. Peugeot used the body itself to be downforce. It curved the back a little bit, so I'm like, wait, that would just cut right through air. It's like, this is a genius. It's like, you won't see it until 2023. So I'm like, I was hoping like this year they would come out for Le Mans, but they're waiting. I'm thinking maybe they're waiting for approval from FIA. There's a Federation International Automobile. They're the regulators. So I'm guessing they're waiting for these guys. It's like, yeah, you can use that. Or maybe you said, no, you need to add a tail wing. It's not fair compared with the other competitors. I'm like, Peugeot's out again. Yeah, but the Cadillac looks sleek. And I thought about it. It's like, though, if they take the driver's cab and extend it out a little more and lose the cool stuff on the side a little bit, maybe just keep a tiny bit of it, you can make the street legal, right? But why would you want to drive a street legal of this car? Would you want to? I don't know. I would think that it's pretty rough on the road. And two, just if it's hyper, that means it's probably like cognizant. It's just super fast. No, 400 miles per hour. Are you going to drive 400 miles per hour on local roads? You had a pothole. Boom. Oops. You got to replace a fender. It's going to cost you $1 million. Because you got to replace the whole front. Yeah, that's like, but Cadillac can make something similar to this. It make it so this is our luxury sports, and they have. I know they have, but it doesn't look anything like this. But they should follow this shape of their Le Mans hybrid with endurance challenge, the WEC car. It should make that. You know, why not? It can. Well, on the search image, you can look down a little bit towards the bottom. You're going to see one Cadillac hypercar that has a wider cab. So they can't make it if they wanted to. I think it would look nice for streets. It would be totally different from every other Cadillac. Because most Cadillac I see, it's flat in front. It just looks like it looks like Bentley Continental a lot. It's got that stockiness, and it just like, oh yeah, you can run over people with this thing. It's that tank. Don't do it though. Don't run over people with a Cadillac. It's not cool. But it has that feeling like if you hit someone with this thing. Uh-oh. Or if you got hit by this Cadillac in a car accident, forget about your car. This Cadillac would be like, oh, just minor scratch. Your car would be like totally pieces. No, it's got that look to it. It's mean. But anyway, hypercar, I mean, it's really neat. It's really neat what they're doing with the LED lights now, with the braking. They're using a fiber, like not fiber optic, but a refraction. So refraction braking thing. So it's kind of cool. You know? And it's gonna change. This stuff is gonna change. All the cars we're gonna see in the future. Usually, the tech will go into it, going into the street cars, if they deem it. This is really good for safety. Yeah. It's like, yeah, let's put it in regular cars. Yeah. Just like the turbo diesel, the Audi turbo diesel, they have turbo diesel cars. They didn't sell a lot of them, but you know what? I heard they were fast. Like they really, like super fast. But anyway, so this is the hypercar I was looking into earlier. I was hoping Porsche would start, but Porsche has already been in the race, but they got some hypercars. In the book, I saw some of the the open wheels. What do you call them? I guess you call them open wheels. Open wheels means there's no cabin. You're exposed. The driver's exposed completely. So they have a few of those. They made one-offs. That was neat. Some of them were hyper, some of them were not. As far as I know, I don't know. And in the book, there's a 919 street, push a 919 street. That's the one I was thinking Cadillac should be doing. It's pretty similar. I was thinking about, you know. But they're not in a race. I guess they're going to wait for Peugeot. And they're going to wait for Cadillac. Cadillac's coming out a little bit later, but I think they're waiting for Peugeot. Which is strange, because Audi Group includes Porsche, doesn't it? Audi Group, and VW Group is VW, and VW owns Porsche. Because Porsche is literally a VW that is converted into that shape, the modern shape that we know. But the engine stayed as a VW engine. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Well, Le Mans is this weekend, so you get to see it tomorrow. It's going to start tomorrow in the afternoon, and it will run till, was it morning or afternoon? I forgot. But anyway, it's in Le Mans 24. If you search it, you'll find it. 24 hours driving. Each driver gets three drivers, you get 8 hours. So you'd be doing either 3-3-2 or doing a 4-4 hour drive. Well, it depends. It's a strategy too. Like who starts? Who's the driver that starts? It's a good starter driver you want. And then in the middle of it, you want a good technical driver. Just can handle the hours without making any mistakes. Then in the end, you want the one that just willing to go for it no matter what. I gotta win. That's the guy you have last. So all depends. And they will spread out the hours. Oh, this person will drive that. Then, you know, you might switch it out. Maybe not. Maybe yes. Who knows? It'd be cool. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to eat the White Castle and watch it. I'm like, oh, crash. Oops. That's half the fun, to watch crashes. So anyway, this is it for Friday. So have a wonderful weekend. Wonderful Friday. Beautiful Friday, whatever. Beautiful, you want to call it beautiful, you want to call it sad, I don't care. Just be nice, be cool. No, don't be a jerk. Because nobody wants to be treated like a jerk. And, you know, like, if you treat yourself something, I don't know, maybe ice cream or something, or something more expensive if you want to. If you have the money for it, means to. But just say, take it easy. That's what it's about this week, this Friday, today, and the rest of the weekend. Just chill out, man. If you want to listen to Barry White, I would say get the very best of Barry White. Came out in 2005. It's two CDs. We're still listening to it. this is the modern stuff he did. But this is the old stuff he did. Bow, bow, bow. Cathay Pacific Airline. Was it Cathay Pacific? Or somebody else, I can't remember. They used this one. Used this theme, the love theme, as their commercial thing. I thought it was United States. I mean, not United States. United Airlines. But it was somebody else. I go. So I remember that commercial. I remember the song. Anyway, I'm going to go. I'm not going to do the longer buys anymore. No, can't be. I can't do that. Know why? Because I have to do the longer buys. Because that's part of Studio Two Rocks. Long goodbyes. It's like, come on, go already, you jerk. Okay. Yeah, have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful weekend. If you want to watch Le Mans, starts tomorrow. If we don't, I don't know, do something else. Yeah, have a great day. I'll be back on Monday. Ciao.